Hello, my name is Corey Swanson, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the churches of Selma. Selma, Alabama was defined by Bloody Sunday and the Selma to Montgomery March, but there's also two of the most important churches to the movement, and the movement would not have been possible without the churches. I mean, without the churches, there was no Selma to Montgomery March. There was no March on Washington. There was no Greensboro sit-ins, no Freedom Rides, and no children's marches in Birmingham. But sometimes it is easy to forget about the role of the churches in comparison to the things that they made possible. For me personally, going to the churches in Selma and Dexter and Montgomery was such a moving experience, because I knew I was standing in the places, near the places that defined so much of what happened, that was a safe haven for these things to occur. And the first one we went to was Brown Chapel, and it's right in the middle of the George Washington Carver projects, and that placement is so important because it's central. There's no way a Klansman could sneak up and bomb that church without being noticed by the community. And that's why the SCLC was so set on moving from Tabernacle to Brown Chapel. Next, we traveled down to First Baptist Church, which is located just down the street. And it was there that we learned a little known fact about Bloody Sunday, and that's that once the cameras turned off, things didn't go back to normal. I mean, not all was peace and happiness. The police actively searched and hunted those people down, even if they were hiding in churches, because churches are where they went. That's where they went for comfort and for support and for safety. And the police violated that safety by going into the churches and bringing some of the people out to beat them. And that when people would look outside the church, they saw an old lady fall down the steps, and they were too afraid to go out and help her because they were afraid that they too would be beaten. That was the brutality. That was the brutality of Bloody Sunday. On Sunday, right before we marched across the bridge, we went to Tabernacle Church, and the only reason I went to Tabernacle was to see the Reverend L. Sharpton, who stood us up. We waited for an hour and 45 minutes for him, and he just ditched us completely and went straight to Brown Chapel because, you know, frankly, that's where the cameras were. The final church we visited was inside of Montgomery, and it was probably one of the most touching experiences for me. Even though there were so many great experiences, this one stuck out. We went to Dexter, and that was MLK's church. And at first we went through a beautiful mural that he had, and he had this really great tour guide that just was fantastically knowledgeable. But we went through the mural, and then we went up into the sanctuary, and the pews there were original from the 1800s. And we sat on the pews, and she told us about that pulpit. And now that was his pulpit. He chose that pulpit, and I got to go up. And I remember ascending the pulpit and standing there where Dr. King has stood, and looking out over the congregation as he would have, and thinking to myself, you know, very rarely can you say you're really standing in the footprints of greatness. And that's when I realized not only was I standing in the footprints of greatness, but I had been the entire trip. I had followed in the footprints and steps of people who had done great things for their people and for their country. And that was really touching for me. Overall, the trip was fantastic. It was probably going to be one of the most important moments of my life. I'm really honored to have had the opportunity. And I'm really glad that I got to go and see the things that I did and do the things that I did. And the fact that I can even sit here and tell you that I stood at the pulpit that Dr. King stood in, that I can tell you I walked the steps of Hosea Williams and John Lewis across the bridge. I was there. And that's really why Selma is so important. So This is Corey, and thank you so much for listening.